You're listening to the Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner Podcasts. This is Ana Sanchez, your host. I discuss evidence-based research on mental health. I dispense empathy, hope, and share with you a deeper understanding of what mental illness is all about. Together, we can raise awareness, improve attitudes, and remove the barriers to mental health. Thank you. Hello, and welcome to the Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner Podcast. This is Ana Sanchez, your host. Today, we will be discussing what strength-based therapy is. So what is strength-based therapy? It is a type of positive psychotherapy and counseling that was developed in the 1950s by psychologist Donald Clifton. He was then later called the father of strength-based therapy and the grandfather of positive psychology. Now, as a psych nurse practitioner, I highly would encourage you to practice strength-based therapy so that you may focus on your patient's resourcefulness and internal strengths. This is not to say that you do not look at the diagnosis, because we have to diagnose and do the assessment and the treatment plan. And we also look at the situations about the patient and their lived experiences. But as a provider, using strength-based therapy, you will focus on the patient's resiliency, their positive qualities, their strengths, their encourage them to look at their positive mindset to change their perspective and their worldview. Because as we know, the lived experiences that they've had, the trauma that your patient might have changed their worldview. So we'll be focusing on the other side, the qualities, the positive ones, the strengths that they have. We have learned that in using the medical model of treatment approach, it's usually focusing on the patient's deficits, right? The diagnosis, what went wrong. We look at their challenges sometimes. We shy away from the existing strengths that our patient have. They have so much abilities that they can utilize so that they can change their perspective and worldview. Now, strength-based approach is using this leverage by looking at their abilities of the patient in their treatment plan. In a study in December 2020 from the Adolescent Psychiatry, it reported that we use the medical model for assessment, diagnosis, and treatment. Now, psychiatry, we need to focus on the patient's interest, their strengths, to promote their recovery. It is patient-centered, and that is the approach that we are going to look into, which may better them utilizing their strengths in their treatment plan. This approach is now this strength-based therapy and is also reinforced by the Institute of Medicine for Patient Care. According to this research, in 2020, it showed that there was an increased patient and parent satisfaction when you use strength-based therapy. There was also an improved positive outcomes for the teenagers that were studied. And there was a decrease in hospital utilization using strength-based therapy. So there's science behind this. Now, the American Psychological Association president in the 1990s, Martin Seligman, educated us about positive psychology, where we look at human strengths, their well-being, and their virtues. The term positive psychiatry was coined by Dr. Dilip Jesty, and he was a psychiatrist. And what he said was that we need to seek and understand so that we may be able to promote your patient's well-being through assessment and interventions and results in enhancement of the positive psychosocial factors among your patient who have a high risk for developing mental and physical illness. Now, as a psych nurse practitioner, you may have the ability to highlight your patient's strengths through the stories of their lived experiences that he or she may have shared with you. You may ask your patient what they like to do. Now, during the assessment, ask them to highlight the parts of their lives where things were going well. What did they enjoy in their lives in the past, before all of these things that were happening? What made them have the purpose in life and what kept them going? You may ask them if family and friends have pointed out their skills or what they were really good at, something that they were excelling as a child or as a teenager. Let them verbalize these moments so that they may visualize those moments of successes and thus highlighting their strengths. It may be that your patient is now fearful because of the trauma that has happened and now shy away from those strengths. As you discuss your patient's strengths, they may have insight, they may form those insights, right, that they need to rediscover their inner strengths so they may find a better solution to the challenges that they face. As a psych nurse practitioner, you will continue to have this individualized treatment plan and let your patients brainstorm, right, collaborate with them so that they will see what is the best solution. And it comes from them, and that gives them empowerment. Point out to your patient that their strengths and their skills are their successes in life. Encourage them to invigorate those strengths because they felt alive and they had those purpose when those moments were occurring in their lives. Encourage them to move past their fears, get out of their comfort zone, so that they may create a feeling of abundance again in their lives. Now, according to Rappaport in 1990, as a provider in healthcare, you have to be aware of your patient's diagnosis. But if you focus on those, your patient may feel discouraged. Now I'm stuck. I'm feeling a victim because of this disease, which may be out of their control. According to another study by Lee, Simons, and Eigner in 1985, the goal of practitioners is to assist the patient in discussing their strengths and power and empower them as an individual. Now, Abraham Maslow has contributed to positive psychology and using the strengths and how motivation is very important and in the personality development. Maslow's premise is to promote positive self-esteem in adolescents so that they may self-actualize. Remember that from Psychology 101 or Sociology 101. So in conclusion, as the psych nurse practitioner, as the provider in healthcare, we need to focus on your patient's strengths and skills. Let us emphasize what they do right in their lives. Avoid focusing on their diagnosis. Empower them. Help them realize that they have the power to change those perspective. So thank you for listening to the Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner Podcast. Today, we have discussed about strength-based therapy, positive psychology. Until next time, thank you. The Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner Podcast is a weekly podcast where I share with you my passion in the field of psychiatry. My hope is to build a community where we can have empathy and compassion for those struggling with mental health conditions. Find me on Instagram at @AnnaSanchez_psych_NP and at The Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner and subscribe to my podcast. Thank you. This Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner Podcast does not constitute for medical or psychiatric advice. This podcast is not intended to replace professional psychiatric assessment. The ideas expressed in this podcast do not reflect the position of the speakers, authors, affiliated medical and nurse practitioner organizations. Thank you. Ana Sanchez is a dual board certified family and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner. She has a private practice clinic and specializes in telepsychiatry in the state of Georgia. She is the founder for Hope Center for Veterans, which is a nonprofit organization that increases positive outcomes for service members and veterans. In her military capability, she is a medical officer in the United States Air Force Reserves. Her passion is in the care for those who have mental health challenges. This is a Psychiatric Nurse Practitioner podcast, and it is a weekly podcast. This podcast does not constitute for a medical or psychiatric advice. This podcast is not intended to replace any professional or psychiatric assessment. The ideas expressed in this podcast do not reflect the position of the speakers, authors, affiliated medical and nurse practitioner organizations. Thank you.